Okay, let's head to the world headquarters of County National Bank down on Cortland. Office of Bill Jorres, hot tub, putting green. they're all set for you. Good morning.
Good morning. We haven't had to de-ice the jet to get out there, the world headquarters, but happy Groundhog's Day. I understand Groundhog saw a shadow is what I understand.
Yep, six more weeks.
So it's been pretty good so far, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just what's going on here? We are still in the midst of accepting PPP loan applications. Haven't gotten quite the demand we did the first time, but if anyone is out there and curious about getting one, give us a call and we'll be able to help you. Mm-hmm. And Melissa's got a few things to cover coming up, and pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah. So we are partnering with the Chamber and JTV and also McKibben Media Group for presenting the Chamber's annual awards. So on Sunday night, they had their first award, which was the Athena Award, and our congratulations to Mindy Bradish-Orta for winning that. And then last night, they had, and I cannot pronounce it, Greg, can you help me out on this, on the name of this award?
Oma Tanashi.
Okay, that's not how I would have originally said that. So thank you. But Henry Ford Allegiance took home that award last night. And tonight is the Brick Awards. Tomorrow night is Reach Higher. And then we have Thursday with the Small Business Person of the Year. So kind of cool how the Chamber is working around not being able to actually hold their annual meeting like they normally do out at the Potter Center. Doing this virtually, I know is not an easy task, but they are doing a very nice job with it. So if you are looking to watch those awards, it's every evening this week at 8 p.m. It's Chamber and JTV both host this live. And it's usually about 10 to 15 minute segment, and you have the presenter and then the award winner speaking. So they did a nice job putting that together. And then I know JTV is interviewing the recipients or the sponsors the next day to talk about it. So pretty cool event how they're handling that.
And we also wanted to promote for a longtime customer, Ron Berman, out to the Country Club of Jackson. His golf sale starts mm-hmm. Friday, and I always attend and find good deals. And come on out to the Country Club. It's a fantastic sale. Mm-hmm. Ballroom is packed full of merchandise. Bar will be open, and it's a good time. Good crowd that tends to behave themselves.
Yeah, I did get a new set of clubs there last year, and they didn't really improve my golf game as much as I was hoping. So,
I've heard that a lot over the years from a lot of people, but that's a great sale. And
it is.
That kind of segues us into our guest this morning, who has a sale coming up, Mike Thayer from Thayer Marine.
How you guys doing?
Good. Good morning.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't think that February kicks off boat season.
It does. Actually, January typically. This year is a little bit different with a lot of the boat shows in different locations having been closed down due to COVID. But our open house is coming up. It's going to be February 10th through the 14th. This will be our 35th season coming up. So time has really flown past for that. But some great deals coming up. We have a lot of inventory in stock currently. I don't think it's going to last. It's a similar situation to what we saw last year, which inventory was plentiful going into the season. And then when COVID started closing everything down, production slowed and inventory was extremely difficult to get, both new and used. But it turned out to be a great year, and this year we're already headed towards another exceptional year. People just want to be able to be out on the water, enjoy themselves, enjoy their families, and just get away. And I think boating is really taken a hold
for
that for families. So
yeah, for sure. Now, is there a particular brand that you guys tend to go with for sales?
Yeah, our main brand is Bennington Pontoons. Okay. It's been an exceptional boat line. It's the number one selling pontoon in the world. Extremely high quality, but they've really created a boat brand that fits everybody's needs. So you have value series models all the way up through as high end as you want to go. But, you know, they're an incredible company who stands behind their product and stand behind their dealers. And when we sell their boats, we really promote that company because for them, backing us as a dealer, it allows us to really provide the services that we need to for the customer to have a good satisfying boating experience. But we carry Bayliner boats also. They've been with us since 1992. That particular brand has gone from being entry-level to mid-level, but the affordability is still key for them. They have several different models, starting with new 15-foot model, all the way up through the 24-foot models. And then we carry some of the best brands as far as fiberglass boats also, which would be Four Winds, Glastron, Scarab Jet boats, and Wellcraft boats. So we have a wide variety. I think we probably have the largest selection of fiberglass boats in mid-Michigan. Nobody seems to be tapping that market, so we've kind of taken it over, and we're very pleased with that. And with Bennington Pontoons, it's just a great overall mix for a dealership.
Yeah.
And boats are, you know, surprisingly, one of the things I was surprised at when I started in banking is boats are extremely affordable when it comes to financing. You know, we can go up to 15 years on a boat, and that makes the payment extremely affordable. I'd purchased a boat last year, and it was a fantastic investment. I remember speaking to you and probably March, and the sky was falling. No one could even use their outboard motors per the governor, and we didn't know quite what was going to happen. And, some businesses actually benefited from COVID-19. Would you say that was the case?
Absolutely. You know, that was, you know, going into the beginning of the year last year, sales were up about mid-February, and then when things were shut down, we just kind of sat back and took a breath and kind of wondered what was going to happen. The activity was still there. The phone calls were still coming in. We went to an appointment basis, and sales continued on. But, of course, you couldn't go on the water. And so when it opened up, it was just a frenzy.
Oh, I bet.
And it was something that we've never experienced ever. And, you know, I don't even know how to explain it, but if you had an extra 20 employees, it'd have been great. But everybody, all the employees, everybody, the whole staff worked so hard and kept their cool, which was tough during those times because everything was happening at once in about a 45-day window, trying to get storage and service and sales all out the door. It was very chaotic, but it was kind of an organized chaos, and it worked out well for people who are getting into boating for the first time. We saw a great number of those boaters coming out. People just wanted to do something with their families, whether it was boating or RVing, anything to get outside and get away.
And family and your employees go hand in hand. You are going to see it there when you walk in the door.
You will. Yeah, there's a few of us there.
It's a true family business. I remember when your mom and dad were involved.
Mom and dad. That was they were the building blocks, and you know they were very, very, very committed to the business, just making it succeed. Dad, we had the service background. He was very oriented towards taking care of the customer, and he instilled that in us. Mom was very tenacious when it came to sales, and she's a tough negotiator with the banks, as you dealt with her years ago.
I did.
And, but, yeah, the business wouldn't be where it is without their start of this. And They're incredible people, gone now, but.
So how many family members are involved currently?
There is, let me count. there are five of us. So there is my brother Chris, Chuck, and sister Candy, and my wife Jane.
It's a truly family business.
Yeah. But you know, the funny part, even with the family business part of it, even the other employees that work with us, we've all become really close. And we all have similar personalities, which is, I don't know, I think it all happened by accident. But everybody is committed to working. They come in, they do their work. They try and enjoy it, have fun doing it. And they're all really good at it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we couldn't be where we're at without the technicians and the service manager and the parts. It's a group effort throughout to succeed every single year.
And you mentioned some of it just mm-hmm. then, but you offer a lot more than just selling boats.
Absolutely.
As far as service and storage.
Our service has really evolved in the last few years. And, you know, we made some changes a little bit in how we operate in the service department. Trying to move it towards the auto industry version, where you have your service manager and maybe service writer and parts, and then you have your technicians who do the jobs, and then have communication with one person communicating to the customer while their boats are in service. And it really has evolved into a business in its own. I think currently last year serviced 2,800 boats.
Wow.
And that was in a 4.5 month period. And so these guys, I mean, they work diligently. They're very good, so they're very efficient on what they're doing. And it has, you know, and it's definitely grown. Our service, our storage has grown tremendously over the years, and can't say enough about it. So
now, do you guys, you take trade-ins, right? Like if you are looking to upgrade your current boat?
Absolutely. Yep. So we look at trade-ins hopefully on a daily basis. We really enjoy taking trade-ins because that like provides us with a boat that we can resell and get maybe a first-time boater into the market. So when we do look at a boat, we'll look at the overall condition of it. We'll make it through inspection once we get the boat in. Make sure everything's working properly, do a cleanup on it, and make sure it's water ready and mm-hmm. safe. We do love our trades. It's a little tricky right now going on with everything that's been going on in the world, because you have noticed that people are just selling them outright themselves. But sometimes we can offer just as good a value, take the hassle of them selling it mm-hmm. out.
If someone wanted to do a trade-in, mm-hmm. In February, mm-hmm. boats in storage mm-hmm. somewhere. How does that all work?
So typically what we'll do is we'll go out and do a visual inspection. We can't inspect the engine typically in the winter, but what we'll do is we'll make that contingent upon the operation of the engine. So the customer's aware when they're trading it.
Mm-hmm.
But most people trading their boats, I mean, it's rare that somebody misleads you on the boat. It does happen, but it's rare that somebody will mislead you on what they're telling you about their boat. So typically, we get a look at them as best we can, and then we'll put an evaluation down on it, and then let them know that, look, if it comes in and it's not what you say it is, then the valuation's going to change.
So you're really relying on the honesty of the
customer. Yeah,
Where are you located? I know that's pretty obvious to people that travel 127 South, but perhaps not to everyone.
Yeah, so we're on 127 South, just south of the Bandicoot Lake exit. We're on 15 acres down there. Typically, you can't miss us when you drive down. There's quite a few boats there. You'll see all the shrink wrap currently, and the building faces north, so you look at it as you're going around the bend. We've been there since 2002 now.
Wow.
It's a beautiful facility. I mean, you guys did a wonderful job when you were, designing that. So it's very cool to go into. Now, you also have a couple of friendly greeters.
We do.
If I can recall correctly.
Absolutely. We have our Labradors, which is Bentley and Charlie. And I think that they're actually our best asset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're as laid back as everybody else.
They are.
It's a very low pressure environment.
Yeah, they like to greet. They come up, and if you shoo them away, they'll leave. But typically, they want to just follow you around and enjoy your company. But two great dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely been nice to have. It's nice for the kids when they come in.
And keeps them a little distracted while mom and dad are shopping.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Nice. Now, you guys sell other accessories too, right?
Yes.
Like, you guys have an entire area. I know that we bought tubes from you guys before and tow ropes and all that other fun stuff.
Yeah. So that's expanding this year also.
Cool.
And so we carry all the boating necessities, but full parts and accessory departments. So you really have everything there that you need for boating. And we go a little bit over the top with some of that and have cleaning supplies, anything that you need. And everything that we sell there, we typically have used in our own boating experiences. So we're well aware of what works and what doesn't work, and we'll try and relay that to the customer. But our tubes, Tom, our service manager, has a huge tube selection coming in this year, so it's going to be pretty extensive. And so, and we're slowly adding in some other items that'll be a surprise coming up.
The older my girls get, the more picky they are about the tube that they ride, so they're looking at these ones where they can kneel and lay down do
the
tricks on.
The chariot style, can go one way or the other way.
Yeah.
So, a lot of fun.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Great way to get out, and like Mike had said, they're full service.
Yeah.
Anything you need from pickup, delivery, storage, service, sales. How do you see 2021 shaping up?
At this point, I think it's going to be a great year. A lot of it's going to hinge on product availability. Currently, we have product that we've been selling in stock, but we're also have boats that are on order, and we're tagging a lot of names on the boats that are coming in the future. So, and I think that's how the year is going to have to play out, because the factories are getting the boats out, but they're getting them out slower. So if you want a boat, a new boat especially, you really need to look and then make that decision now to place your name on a boat that's coming in the future potentially. So, but February 10th through the 14th, we'll be open all weekend. It's going to be our annual open house, and so if anyone wants interested can stop in. And
what are the hours?
They will be open from 9 to 5, and then Saturday from 9 to 4, and Sunday 11 to 2.
Very nice.
Well, we're blessed with great boat dealers here in Jackson, certainly Thayer Marine, and we encourage anyone that shop local, stay local, and that's what Thayer has done with their banking here, and we appreciate your business as a customer.
And County National has been a great asset for us, not only on the commercial side, but on the loan side. Jeff and Carla have been awesome to work with over the years, and we continue that way.
We love boat loans. Default rate is very, very low. So come on out to the sale. And if you're interested in financing the boat, contact us. And Melissa can be reached at
782-5540.
I can be reached at 768-0056. And Mike can be reached at
787-3000.